Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of Jackie Howard. Now, he is with Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, you thought Cheryl's voice dropped a couple octaves. Yes, it did. But Jackie's also in the office with Cheryl Isaacs at Coldwell Banker and going to be sharing a little real estate love with you over the next several months. And you never know. Could be for a lifetime. Anyway, what are we going to be talking about today? I said we were going to be talking title companies. I think it was because I had title company on the brain because we are also welcoming Stuart Title to the program. Correct. As a partner. So we appreciate that. But we're talking about some of these Brand X real estate websites.
Yeah, we've got a couple of third parties out there, and there's several, and they serve a purpose. But the problem is that a lot of customers, a lot of clients, a lot of buyers will check these websites, and they find out that the information is not completely accurate. It's not up to date. In some cases, I'm going to use Zillow as a good example. Zillow can go up to 9 days before their information is up to speed with what our MLS or multiple listing service has. So sometimes that information is not accurate. One of the things that we talk about with people that use Zillow is valuations. They get their information from Lubbock Central Appraisal District. we won't go there. But so if you want to know the value of your home, just pull it up on LCAD, and you can see pretty much the same price. The thing is that the state of Texas is a non-disclosure state. In other words, we're not allowed to disclose the sales price of a property to the third party without written permission from the seller. We can have that information for the use of evaluating a property's price for a potential seller or another buyer.
So what you're saying is you're not going to get the whole enchilada. Like, for instance, a realtor would have that information because of the sales contract they have with their client. But
correct.
That's not necessarily. So the Zillow thing's kind of like kind of a secondary spreadsheet about the spreadsheet.
It is, and it's not a bad place to start, but I wouldn't get my information there. I certainly wouldn't hang my hat on all that information because it's very important that once you start there and you start to get the information that you do go to a licensed realtor so they can help you with not only with the evaluation, but they can give you the proper pricing. It's a live voice. You're going to talk to somebody you know and you trust. They're going to give you the information that's up to date. I have several buyers that will call me occasionally and say, I saw this house. I'm going to go look at it. Well, I pull it up on our MLS, and it's not there. It's either gone, it's sold, or it's under contract. And so I ask them where they found it, and it's either Trulia or Zillow. And I'm not putting these guys down because we use them to advertise, and it's not a bad medium. But it's just a start. Remember, the best source is from a licensed agent that has the information plugged in 24/7. We can get that information, and we can evaluate it a lot better than a computer can. Because Zillow, I mean, 79424 zip code. I mean, their last, I think, July, we had 212, 213 properties for sale, ranging from 80,000 to 800,000. Are you going to get a good average on price based on that? 79423, and there's other zip codes as well. But Lubbock is so diverse in that it's just not a practical way to find information.
Okay.
What if you're moving out of Lubbock? You're moving to a whole new city.
Right. You want to know what your house is worth?
Yes. Or looking for a house in the new market.
Right.
That you're moving into.
Again, you know, you can look on those sites and you can get a start of what's mm-hmm. out there, but you need to talk to somebody and know what's available in that market. For our market, realtor.com is good. LubbockRealtors.com is going to be up to date. That's a great website. My website, Jackie with a Y, Howard at CoboldBanker.com is a good website. CB Lubbock, Charlie Bravo, Lubbock.com. That's a good website to go to. But when you're leaving Lubbock, you do want to develop a relationship with someone that can give you up-to-date information, that can help you give you their opinion on the pricing of the neighborhood, the valuation, so that way you'll know exactly what you're moving into.
Now, you gotta have the relationships, everything, you know, mm-hmm. when you're trying to, especially in out-of-town location.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know nothing from nothing. It's just like you drive through and say, oh, I think this looks like a good spot.
No, you need a lot of information about the neighborhood, the places
Absolutely.
To live, you know.
All right.
Right neighborhoods.
Yeah, Jackie Howard, Coldwell Banker. If somebody wants to ring you up and has a question, wants to get you a listing or sell their house or find one, Give them a telephone number.
806-790-4708.
790-4708. Jackie Howard, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.